As we've just heard, Al-Qaeda fighters are still believed to be crossing over into Pakistan, which raises the question, what if Osama bin Laden has done the same? If indeed bin Laden is in that country, that poses new problems for Washington. Carl Inderfirth was Assistant Secretary of State for South Asian Affairs in the Clinton administration. I asked him, if bin Laden were in Pakistan, what should the U.S. do about it?
Well, I think first and foremost, to work closely with the government of Pakistan. President Musharraf has made it clear that he is committed to the international coalition against terrorism. He's demonstrated that in terms of the assistance provided for the activities in Afghanistan, and I feel quite confident that he'll continue that if bin Laden has made his way to Pakistan.
But President Musharraf is a man with his forces mobilized along the Indian border at this moment. And I gather the area of Pakistan that bin Laden would most likely be in is a place where the writ of the government in Islamabad is barely acknowledged.
Well, these are the tribal areas adjacent to Afghanistan, and it's a pretty wild place, to be sure. But there are still Pakistani military and paramilitary and intelligence personnel that are in those areas, and you've got a lot of Pakistanis, clearly. Who may be looking at that $25 million reward for bin Laden. You know, they're dropping leaflets now, apparently showing bin Laden with his beard shaven and wearing a coat and tie. They may be able to do that just to tell people what he may look like, but they can't shave off 5 inches of this man who is 6'5". So he will be spotted at some point.
The Pakistani military is there. Is it reasonable to think that either U.S. CIA operatives or special forces could operate on Pakistani soil, or would that be out of bounds?
I think that that could be done. I think it would have to be done on a limited basis, and I think it would have to be done perhaps discreetly.
On the other hand, though, doesn't President Musharraf have to still demonstrate to the people of Pakistan that their sovereignty is not getting trampled on in all this, and he's holding his own against India in the current crisis?
Well, he does, and the sovereignty issue is very important, and therefore it has to be dealt with very diplomatically. But he has just said this week that Pakistan rejects terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Well, the most vivid demonstration of terrorism is bin Laden.
At the beginning of the war in Afghanistan, the U.S. Did some good things for President Musharraf with respect to Pakistan's debts and assistance to Pakistan to assure his cooperation. Now that we've seen two crises involving Pakistan, first the crisis with India, and the possibility, at least, that bin Laden is somewhere in his country, is Musharraf in a position where he can ask enormous indulgence from the United States, still more than what he's been given so far?
Well, I think that the steps that have been taken with respect to assistance to Pakistan are, in many respects, long overdue. We're talking about an economy that was in very desperate straits. We're talking about an educational system that was not operating, and therefore a lot of Pakistanis were using the so-called madrasas, the religious schools for education. A lot of the funds that have been promised to Pakistan have been to stabilize the situation in that country. And we do want to see a stable Pakistan. We want to see a Pakistan that is not about to go down the drain. So I think that these promises to Musharraf have been in our interests as well as in Pakistan.
Well, Carl Inderfirth, thank you very much for talking with us today.
I enjoyed it.
Ambassador Inderfirth, who's now a professor at the Elliott School of International Affairs at the George Washington University, was Assistant Secretary of State for South Asian Affairs in the Clinton administration.